With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sam Pets Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
There's only three things I know on this bitch of an earth. The PS5 is big, the McRib is back, and you're listening to Hey Fam.
Hey Fam, welcome to Hey Fam.
Hey Fam, the premier Among Us podcast.
That's right.
We've been day oneers.
The sussest podcast.
Yeah, well, this has been described as by Tim Cook at this week's Apple event as the most sus podcast on the podcast directory. And I couldn't be happier. He said, in fact, he messaged you and I and said, if Steve was still here.
Yeah, he would never accuse you of being sus.
Yeah, he would say he'd let you win this round of...
Okay. I know you've never played in Among Us.
I know you haven't.
I don't know either. So yeah. Describe to me what happens in a game of Among Us.
You just like walk around the ship. There's a spaceship.
Who are you?
Us. And you're trying to find who's among you.
Of course.
And that you, it's like just that art design that I love. Yeah. That Newgrounds aesthetic that has me really pumping. All my breaks and all the stops. And I think it's like that game where there's like a murderer or something where you play at parties, right?
Yeah, I think you have to like do like odd jobs around the spaceships. Like,
go fix the door.
Except, and someone is
this should
is
be
sus.
A save it. Yeah, and then like someone goes to fix the door, but during it they die. But they don't all streamers play it so they'd be able to see who killed them then ruin it? Or what's the... I don't know.
All I know
it's
is...
It's on iPhone. Maybe I should download it and start playing during this episode.
While we're talking about Loki.
Yeah.
Great. Loki was so sus tonight.
Loki was... In the dude, first episode of easily Loki the sussest Marvel character.
Yeah, definitely.
That
game is
top
so...
Top five Marvel characters of...
Top five
sus- in order of sus-ness.
Sussness. Yeah, great.
Who's more sus?
Okay, Loki.
Jeff Goldblum, number one.
Oh, yeah, sure. You're right.
What's his name again? The showman? No.
The
Grandmaster.
Grandmaster, yeah.
He's the sussest MCU character.
Grandmaster sus.
Should
we give Loki the number two spot?
He's, well, I reckon five. Like he says, he's more mischievous than... No, you're right. He's sus, but not in the like Among Us sense. I think.
Number three, Tilda Swinton's character.
Yeah, why? It's sus because she's not an old
she's
Asian
She's meant to be
man.
Asian, man. Yeah,
yeah, or an Asian woman.
Yeah.
So
she's pretty sus.
I saw that Kevin Feige recently said he regrets that.
Oh, good.
Like this,
he regrets. He was like, that was too sus.
Yeah, he's
us.
Like, we were trying to be too like woke, I think he was saying. But right. They realized when you get too woke, you're actually not woke.
You go broke, apparently.
Yeah.
According to many YouTubes I've watched.
Oh, really?
Go woke, go broke.
Which YouTubes?
Mr. Sunday Movies. How good would that be? Just start accusing our friends of being like being alt-right red pill.
Yeah, I mean, let the games begin. Speaking of, I'm downloading Among Us from
App
Store.
Okay, great. So number four, Among most us. Sus in the MCU.
What do you
MCU?
Think number it is in the App Store in terms of games?
Is it a free to download one?
And there's no such thing as that anymore, I think. I think, sadly.
Well, I mean, did you have to pay for it?
No, but I mean, you know, they're like, if
oh,
you
the
want
charts,
to buy
you mean?
Like a button... A pad or something. Wait, in app purchases, you can get a crewmate bundle, a white. You can get for $2.99 Australian dollars, you can get a white top hat.
Great, perfect.
You can, this is very much a
game is game.
Yeah, it's very much a Fortnite.
Do you know that what Fortnite added this week?
I sure do.
So you can play as Superman,
a food scientist, would
you call them? The two most powerful characters in all of pop culture.
Who have we got?
Superman. And
which Superman?
Like, I don't know, just Clark Kent.
Yep. And also?
Also, my Superman, yeah. Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty.
Superman for the, so you get Superman for the idiot jocks.
That's right, of course.
And then you got the smart geniuses.
Your IQ's a bit, if your IQ's a little less, less sus
like us,
than the,
yeah.
Put Rick in Among Us.
So, Fortnite's so interesting now. It is literally just like a platform. It's not a game anymore, I think. It's like a platform that part of it is a game. Like, you've had the Travis Scott thing. You've got like Palpatine announcing his return,
mm-hmm.
Chris Nolan showing like it is truly insane. It is literally, it's probably like such a weak take, but it's what like Second Life thought.
That's why people keep tuning in, baby.
Yeah, it's what Second Life was trying to be like. It is actually achieving it.
Yeah, no, fully. It's what PlayStation Home was trying to be.
Fuck, remember PlayStation Home? That is so funny. It's like you can walk to a house,
yeah, and your games are in the house. I can't remember what.
You could play games on arcades.
It was
maybe.
Just a way
you
to
could get arcade machines.
But also, it was like just a way to navigate the menu, except as like a third person.
Yeah. I love that shit. Though. Yeah. I love that like bad early, like not
worlds.
Early, but those naughties. Like, yeah, you could just hit a button to play a game, or you could also have like a poorly rendered avatar.
Well, like, yeah, even like with the Wii U. What was it? What was it called? The
The Wii U Mi Plaza.
Mi, yeah.
And like you would just see like pictures that people were drawing.
Yeah,
that you weren't even
draw
friends
Splatoons
with.
Splatoons and
it was, that was.
Here's my friends, the Splatoons.
I'm feeling like right now a guy that bought a Wii U with the Switch at his current life cycle.
Number four, most sus in the MCU, Baby Groot.
What about Teen Groot? He seems
nah,
he's probably
out.
Wanking.
He grows out of it. He grows out of his susness.
Do you reckon little one's sus? He's now more cute.
Or is he? Number five, most sus in the MCU to finish out this classic Hey Fam top five. Who are we giving it to? Tony Stark.
Tony Stark's very sus.
Tony Stark's very sus.
No, original Rhodey. Too sus that he got kicked out.
Yeah, right. Too sus.
Way too sus.
Micro penis was too sus for the MCU.
Yeah, yeah.
What's his name again? Why can't we remember his name?
Who was the first War Machine? What's his name?
This is not going to work well off a Siri.
War Machine. When Robert Downey Jr. Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard.
Yep. There's a
That's right.
Article.
There's at least seven episodes of Hey Fam where I say accidentally say Terrence Malick.
When Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man co-star Terrence Howard called him to repay a $100 million favor, never heard from him.
Sus.
Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man co-star has said multiple times it was because of him that Marvel hired Robert Downey Jr. But when it was time for the star to repay the favor, Howard was ignored. It's very Tyrese behavior, isn't it?
Okay, so number one, Grandmaster. Number two...
Loki.
Number three.
Baby Groot.
The chosen one. What's the name? The master?
Oh, the old master or something?
Yeah. The Asian master.
the not Asian master. I gotta go to Among Us now.
And number four,
I hate
Tony
it
Stark. Number
Do you know
five.
Why
would happen?
There's a sloth in the logo at the start that's part of the game
this
developers
is great.
Company.
This is Angus finally going in on a game that 90% of our audience are sick of.
Do they play it?
I mean, there's one person in the PayFam Discord that still plays Fortnite every day.
Oh, really?
He's the guy that was also surprisingly really into bong culture. Earnestly into bong culture.
Oh,
shouts,
wow.
Shouts to Miggy.
Sign into your account. I'm going to continue as a guest.
Okay, that's
I'm
going to
go online. All right, I'm going online.
This is the only podcast that's reviewing. Lots of podcasts will be reviewing the first episode of Loki this week. We're the only ones brave enough to have one of our hosts...
Find game.
Playing his first round of Among Us.
Oh, it's not letting me find a game.
I had to put a trap. You know how I made that gamer mix for that gamer cafe?
Yeah.
I had to put it. They were like, put Among Us music in there. And I literally looked up
sick.
Among Us trap remix. Just downloaded it, mixed it in.
So it's Airship.
I'm pretty sure there's not even a music in Among Us though.
I hope not. I don't understand. The menus have actually confused me. I'm not going to play it anymore. This was a horrible idea. Find game. Yeah, I don't like it. I hate
You've got to play it, dude.
Look at that. Look at these ugly things. It's disgusting.
But so the simplicity of those designs, like it's crazy. Like I go pick up my kid from school and all of at the after school care program they have at school, all of their bag tags are written on Among Us characters.
Do you beat them up?
Yeah, I beat up the entire like all 70 kids in the after school care program.
So you should. Yeah, I, go this, home, is, this isn't working. I think they want me to buy it. I'm going to do it offline and then report back.
Okay, look forward to, for next week.
When
Angus forgets to play Among Us.
That was a sus experience.
I bet you I'm going to be like, how was Among Us? And you're like, oh yeah, I couldn't play it.
Yeah, I don't want to play it. It's like Fall Guys, but uglier.
Fall Guys. Okay, rank.
Ugly.
No, like games that you would like most likely to play. Least sus.
Least sus. What do you mean? Games that I'm most likely
to play? So, all right, so my son always gets this kids magazine.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I know. We've actually, one of the better episodes is you and I reading the content.
Well, the new one arrived today. I can run and get it for PayFans.
Yeah.
But in K-Zone.
Oh, is he subscribed to it?
Yeah, I subscribed him for it. It's like, they're like $5 or $6 if you buy it each month. Or you can get a subscription for $30 for the whole year.
That's insane.
That's what cool dads do. They get their kids K-Zone. Yeah. But you don't get the dumb toy that you get with it. So it's like you don't get the fart putty or like the...
Does he hate that or have you kept that?
Well, he was pretty shitty about it at first. But then I'm like, look, every time you get one of those toys, they break or I throw it out. Yeah. That's like this, you know, it's not worth the extra couple bucks.
No.
Yeah. Thanks for understanding.
No, I understand.
But yeah, K-Zone always cover like...
Among Us updates.
What
do they have? Four like, guys the and Fortnite. The sussest cheats in like Among Us or like sussest moves.
They always have a poster. So Archie has a lot of... notice how every time I say Archie, I say Ang.
Yeah, we're very similar.
You are both very similar
people.
He has a collection of...
However, I'm pro-gun Tintin.
Yes, of course. That's what everyone loves about you.
Yeah. I'm like, Tintin can carry a gun. He's a journalist. But also, in this case, the gun is mightier than the sword, the pen.
But he has a collection of Among Us posters that he hasn't put up on the wall. He has like a Pokemon poster because there's a poster in every single issue of K-Zone.
Does he know what Among Us is?
Yeah, so he's never played it. And if I was to ask you him the same question that I asked you, he would tell you verbatim exactly how you play Among Us. Because I'm pretty sure kids at school play it like on the playground.
Like IRL.
Like you're the sus and I'm the spaceman. I don't know.
It's really funny.
It's crazy like how big it is in like the cultural lexicon of like a 10-year-old, like of a sus 8-year-old, yeah.
Because it's now been relegated to be like ridiculed by gamers in air quotes, you know what I mean? Like Fortnite and stuff like that. Remember when Fortnite came out and like Drake and Ninja and everyone was like, was Marshmallow in like the winning team or something?
Yeah, that's right.
And now it's like people just... It's like just become a joke because it's bigger than any other game. Like it's just like a huge platform.
But then it also makes so much fucking money.
That's what I mean. It's post game.
If you're a streamer, you're either like big in your own right or you're just playing these three big games.
And you have
to
play them because otherwise people won't watch you.
And like it'll be like, oh, Minecraft's big again.
It's like if we were a big podcast, we would be talking about, you know.
We wouldn't be talking about things that we actually like. It'd just be like, oh, this thing's... I mean, that's kind of what we do with... MCU content, I guess. We do actually like it, though.
Yeah, we like it. We still watch that garbage.
But, yeah, I feel like I like that, you know, a few years into the Hey Fam game, we're less likely to be like, oh, this vaguely like, superhero-related thing.
I'm like, fuck that. No.
Started streaming.
Time is precious.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I've got...
Time is sus.
I've got manga I need to read.
Yeah. I've got Big Dick Isle. I've got space on my bookshelf to clear for Dick Fight Island.
Speaking of bookshelf, and I've got the Big Daddy Berserk volumes.
Yeah, well, have you seen them? It's not going to be as big as you'd want it to be, sadly, is it?
Yeah, unfortunately. RIP Miura.
So what's happening with the series? That's such a bummer. He died, but B,
his life's work. The series not Berserk, finished. Yeah. I don't know, but I've got the first 7 deluxe editions of Berserk. I started collecting the little editions, then I had to upgrade to the deluxe.
Can I have a look? Let me smell that.
They are like you could like.
Sorry, I thought it was Dick Fight Island. I want to smell it. I only want to smell it.
Yeah, I think Berserk. If it actually smelled like the series, would smell horrible. Just like
mud,
like straw, mud, blood, and guts. Literally,
he looks like one of the characters I never pick in Smash Brothers.
Like Fire Emblem character.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, like Berserk's influence on like video game and even like fantasy culture.
Yeah, it looks like Dark Souls.
Yeah, you would never have Dark Souls without Berserk. But yeah, how good are these additions? They're fucking beautiful, right?
He's great. He never blinks. His eyes are very open.
Well, why would you ever draw your character blinking in a comic?
I think it'd be cool. Just have them go... You know, sometimes you take a photo and you're blinking and it's like, I guess that's me blinking. I think that'd be nice. That would be brave. That's like Fast and Furious with parked cars. You know, these are brave ideas that the powers that be... He keeps hurting the one eye.
One thing I think about Fast and Furious though is, where do they get the roads from? Where do those roads come from?
Where are these damn roads coming from? I've been doing my rework. This is great. This is fantastic. What a bummer that he died.
Yeah, he's like, well, when I finish the series, I'll lend them to you.
You'll never finish it because it won't be finished.
Okay, sure. When I read, there's something beautiful about that, don't you think? Yeah, I know. I hope he has assistants, right? All these manga artists have assistants that surely they've told, like, you know, the story to. But
it's like
in
that
a
Game
way,
of Thrones vibe where they didn't finish. Again, another pop culture phenomenon. And
Game of Thrones possibly might not exist without Berserk.
Wow. Well, yeah.
And that dark fantasy.
My beautiful, Kanye West would not have existed. Actually, happy birthday, Kanye West. It's his birthday today. 44. I did a lot of listening.
Wow. What'd you listen to? Which rants?
I listened to his
Joe Rogan
Chopped and Screwed.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So that was 6 hours. No, I listened to his discography on the newly updated lossless Apple Music.
Yeah.
So I've just been re-downloading a lot of albums that...
Can you notice the difference?
The quality of Lossless is obvious, but the spatial audio is where it's crazy. Like, if you play something now, you'll get, like, if it's lossless, that it's like a higher... It obviously is more data, but it sounds better. I guess it's like...
Yeah.
Well, it's lossless. Yeah.
Exactly. Because, yeah, like a WAV file.
And it's free. You don't have to update your account or anything. It's like...
Yeah, so that weird French thing that I worked on the launch for.
Tech man. But yeah, the spatial audio is really interesting. If you've got, like, I think you need a particular... I mean, you and I are fine. We got like AirPods. I think you need like a particular chip in your head. You need Bill Gates to implant you.
To get the vaccine. You have the Pfizer vaccine.
But yeah, I've been doing a lot of listening today thinking, I'm hoping he's okay. So Kim Kardashian posts on Insta. No, he's fine.
Kanye.
She posted man. Bill Gates love you is always, damn fine. And like posted family photos of them. And it got me like really sad.
I mean, he has kids. That's such a bummer for like, you know.
That's what I mean. It's really sad. I was like, man. No one knows anything he's doing or...
Yeah.
It's just sad. I hope he's all right.
Yeah. I kind of don't want him to put out music that's...
I don't want him to... I just want him to look after himself.
Yeah.
I hope he finds someone or people, friends.
I keep putting out shorts. Like, as in, like, shorts that we can wear and shoes that Angus can
wear. Oh, yeah. These are great, aren't they?
Yeah. You are celebrating Kanye's
44th
birthday by wearing his
the sussest birthday by wearing his foams. The
foam. So that's what they're called, foams.
The Yeezy foams. But yeah, they've been called the ugly Crocs. I think.
I describe them as like an alien cum slipper.
Yeah, they're sick. They're so comfortable. They're like the best things I've ever worn.
They kind of look like a spider cocoon.
Yeah, they're amphibious. Feet. They look like they're maybe like coral or something like you'd see in like.
How much do they run you back?
I got them for actual just price $110.
Oh. That's not, not too bad at all.
I got a hookup.
You got Kanye?
Kanye West. No, someone who listens to the pod.
That's mad.
Yeah.
Who like somehow has...
I won't say their name in case, but they get it. They're like, this is helping you out.
Yeah.
A very, very lovely person.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Tim Kardashian.
Donald Trump.
Tim Kardashian. Yeah. No, I was thinking today, I was like, man, last year was weird. Kanye West ran against Donald Trump in the presidency. That's insane. That sentence, like, it still seems weird.
And yeah, well, no one wanted it to happen, so everyone's like pretty happily
just, like,
erased that.
It's
part
a fact of last
year.
Yeah,
sure, yeah.
Like that happened last year.
Yeah, that was so
and
weird.
4 years early, he was like, "I love Donald Trump," not in the way that I love Donald Trump, which is in tragic news. Donald Trump's website shut down. His blogging platform. He shut it down himself. So not only has he been shut down by the powers that be, he's now...
Yeah, he banned himself from his own Twitter.
Yeah. No, his own, the desk of Donald J. Trump.
Why did he do that?
He wasn't getting numbers. He wasn't happy. He only wants to be... He was surprised that people don't go to web... They're not every podcast.
They're only you.
Goes to his website.
There's only one man in Sydney has made my website hit their homepage.
The most viral. Yeah, so that sucks. That was fun.
Does this mean we're not going to get any weird windows into his insanity?
Well, he's still putting out press releases, as
weird.
We saw, because he
about
Joe Biden's dinner. It would just be business.
Isn't it? It's like when I'm in the
White
House.
When I'm back
again,
in the White House. Yeah, when I'm in the White House again and we have I won't be having Mark Zuckerberg go for dinner. It'll be all business. It's so good.
What do you reckon Donald Trump has spent more time doing? Reading Berserk or playing Among Us?
I think he played Among Us for 4 years, didn't he? In the White House, in the Oval Office. He kind of looks like one of the characters.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
Just kind of stumpy, bad posture.
Come on, we got to Google that.
Yeah, that would have to be Donald Trump
Among Us Trump.
Yeah. Adonis. let's check this out.
Among Us Trump. Let's check it out, everyone. I hope everyone at home is Googling. Oh, no, I accidentally looked up Among Us Trumpet. So I guess...
Is that one of the $2.99 things I can buy?
Oh, here we go. So it's, yeah, someone's done...
Among Us was hit with pro-Trump spam.
Yeah, this sucks. I don't know why I looked this
up. Oh, that's kind of like the best. Oh, look, there's Trump and Biden. Someone's got this one with white hair.
Here's Donald Trump Among Us in front of the American flag.
That's pretty sick.
Not sus at all.
Nothing sus
here. Oh, here we go. Someone's made stickers that say orange sus, vote him out.
That's cool.
Donald Trump's the orange guy.
And that's actually how Biden won the election. It was the underground swell of support on the online game Among Us, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's how.
Wait, what game is Among Us? Remember there was like during a Nintendo Directed set or something, a PlayStation, Ratchet and Clank are going to Among Us.
Oh, that's right. You can, yeah, because they all add just weird skins to it. That's how they make their money.
That's how they make money.
Yeah.
That's like sus.
$4 and you can.
How good is that? That's going to be my new avatar on all platforms. My work email. I'll get fired. That's so good.
Make it the Discord profile.
Yeah, yeah. Among Us.
Among Us Trump.
I want Among Us Trump, but with Joker makeup. It's like, no matter how funny something is, the minute you put a Joker makeup filter on it, it's like instantly funnier.
Yeah, that's good.
It's never not funny, I think.
Do you reckon they're going to make Joker 2?
I don't know. I mean, I never thought that Joaquin Phoenix would be in a comic book adaptation. Anything's possible. I don't know. I mean, again, it's if the story's there. What would it even be?
What other Gary Glitter songs could he dance to?
Well, no, what other... The bigger question is, what other pedophiles are there who have, like, great songs? And there's Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. R. Kelly.
I think they're the only pedophiles in music.
The guy from...
Oh, the dude from Lost Prophets.
Ferris Bueller, the principal.
Well, he's not a singer. Maybe he had a poker career.
He's got nothing
polka.
Else going on. No movies.
He worked with John Hughes, who was big on polka music. So maybe there's a polka album somewhere. Mm-hmm. Or at least one of his characters were. But yeah, it's
the guy who saved all the Thai boys from drowning.
Maybe that's the movie.
In the cave.
Maybe it is. Maybe
the
each
most
movie
famous pedo
is a different Joker. And this one is the guy who led the boys in the cave. And that's his Murray moment. That's his like...
And so Elon Musk is...
Murray.
He gets shot at the end.
You get what you fucking deserve. And that every movie ends with the same monologue. Yeah, that'd actually be sick. You get different... You know what it is? Should do the same movie, just a different actor each time.
Yeah, I think that's the only way I would accept that that's an okay thing to happen. I think if they followed on from all the threads of the first movie, it would just be so awful.
Well, there are no threads.
I mean, like if it's like he created Batman...
It would be good if like he inspires someone else and the next movie is like just another actor who is doing crimes as
Joker.
Or
it's like this shows you the horrible things that happen to create a Joker no matter what time period it is. Let's get 1800s Western Joker.
There was a rumor that was like it'll be multiple Jokers, not in the sense of that loathed...
Ancient Greece Joker.
Well, like maybe different... In this universe, maybe it's just like... Because, you know, it became like a symbol for the oppressed. You know how there's all those protesters wearing stuff? Maybe it's like different people being...
Right.
Doing crimes as that person. I don't know. Like, that movie has done its job.
Maybe combine two beloved DC properties and make J is for Joker.
Oh, that's fun.
Like V is for Vendetta.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I like that. Your rabbit's being very cute. I love when it's just boy zone out here.
Yeah, Cookie. Cookie's been
Archie
real,
reads the K
sick.
Zone. Archie. Cookie gets the B zone. He's hanging out with the F, actually, the fella zone.
Boy zone. His favorite Irish pop group.
Oh, that's right. He's so interested in these shoes. It's great.
He loves the foams. But
hey,
he's,
you can't.
He's going to eat the foams.
Yeah, I'm going to take them off. I'm going to put them on this chair here. These are very
Cookie. They cost $110.
No, but now they sell for about 6 times more. It's crazy. People are insane. Well, and one of my friends got jealous that they didn't get a pair and bought them at a...
Do you reckon if
exorbitant prices? Exuberant prices
on
the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was it noon?
Well, he's a friend.
If
I can't say. I don't want to give away any of my friends' financial.
If Cookie ate some of
the Crocs are fine. They're easily replaceable.
If Cookie ate
bucks.
Some of the foam,
yeah.
Could I sell Cookie for an exorbitant price on eBay?
I mean, a tenth, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. So this rabbit has eaten some of
Kanye's foam.
And you and I have been in the same room as Kanye West several times, so we could put that
Yeah, sure,
in
yeah.
the bio. You could be like
the same enormous room as Kanye West.
Yeah, with the cavernous room.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The cavernous cave.
I think I've spent like six nights in the same room as Kanye West in multiple countries, which is kind of cool when you think about it.
Not creepy at all.
No, it's like other people were there too.
Yeah, of course.
Noon Records swears he saw, not saw, but was in the toilet when Kanye was doing a shit in a hotel lobby in UK, in England, in London. Because he came in, he was at the hotel, he was like, holy shit, he was sitting in the lobby, he was there. And then he went to the toilet. So then Noon went to go to the toilet and the security guard was out the front, was like, like, this is his toilet right now. Even though it was like, and then he's like, he was in there for 10 minutes and reckons he's like, that's a shit. He wasn't pissing. So he's like, and then he went in straight afterwards.
And what, had a big smell?
Well, I don't know. I reckon Kanye is the type of guy that would have like covert.
Noon just to message me. I'll write to him now.
I'll say, did Kanye.
I'll say, what does Kanye's shit smell
no,
like?
No, just say, don't say that. Just say, he needs more help. Like, you need to say, were you in a hotel toilet with Kanye?
Okay. That's some sizzle for later. I want to get the full story. Were you in a toilet with Kanye?
Is that sus?
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, so there's a new little TV show on Disney Plus right now.
What do you call it?
It's called Loki.
Oh, yeah. I'm high-key interested in watching it.
So
which one's this? The free or the not so free? Oh, this is PayFam. No, this is HeyFam. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Did you forget what we were recording? It is pretty late.
I've been... is it? I stay up late now.
Oh, yeah, cool.
A while ago, I was going to bed early, but now I'm back in the late game. I'm in the real night owl hours.
Yeah, I've been waking up at 5:30 so I can go... do the gym.
You go buy more Berserk books.
But then I get fucking I take my Berserk books because they're about 6 kilos each.
Yeah,
and I lift a few of them.
I strap them to my ankles and walk around.
But yeah, I've been waking up so early, and then it hits like 2-3 o'clock.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
I just have a nap.
Yeah, I've been
very cool stuff.
Yeah, when I work from home, I'm known to have a cheeky 30 to 45 minute nap.
Siesta.
A siesta. I get Spanish on y'all. on two. Or estes. I don't know.
But yeah, we got Loki. The first episode of Loki dropped tonight. We watched it before we recorded.
We low-key got sus, didn't we?
So what are our final thoughts on like WandaVision and Falcon and the Winter Soldier as series as a whole? And then how do we feel, like, I want to talk about how you felt about the first episode of both those series.
Yeah.
And then how you feel about the series looking back.
To be honest, WandaVision I still think was like out of the gate, just incredible because it was like post first episode, this is just speaking about the first episode, it committed to like a bit so well for that first half of the series, the emulation of television. And I do love that I love the answer as to why it's like her obsession with these DVDs her dad was bringing back. And I did like the explanation for it. But that first episode was so bizarre with the live audience, the scene at the end where the woman's like, stop it, stop it, stop it. Just like super eerie shit that you would never see. The black and white 4x3. It was beautiful. It was great. And also they're just like amazing actors.
Exactly.
Elizabeth Olsen and
Paul Bettany.
Incredible actors. So it was just like seeing a sitcom with them. So good. And there was zero allusion to the outside world.
Yeah. Actors that we rarely see much range when they play these characters. So it was good to see.
Absolutely. It was so good. And that was just like, oh, this is exciting for Marvel. And I love that will always be the first Phase 4 thing, that episode. It's great.
Yeah, cool.
Captain America. No, what's it called? That's what it's called now. Captain America and Winter Soldier. I don't remember anything about the first episode.
First episode, I remember it had the great action
the chase scene in the desert, in the air. That was sick.
Some great Falcon action scenes. That was like... Which I feel like the rest of the series lacked. Didn't have much good Falcon scenes.
Oh, and it had the reveal of the new Captain America at the end. Now, that was great. I thought that series was your like, oh, if you thought WandaVision was weird, here's your straight up Marvel.
Yes.
Political Marvel.
Yeah.
Political thriller Marvel, rather. Mm-hmm. Which... we hadn't really had since, I mean, Civil War kind of tapped into it.
No, it definitely did. With like
it did, but it also was more of an Avengers movie, sure. I found.
There but like the Wakanda Embassy stuff and like
Bucky's.
Yeah,
like the first half of Civil War is very much that. But then it does, like from the airport scene onwards, it kind of becomes an Avengers movie. Not in a criticism. I mean, it was pretty much their audition for the, you know, last two Avengers films.
Sure.
But... yeah, and as that series went on, like I really liked it, but it was more just straight Marvel. I liked that, again, it was characters that we didn't get a lot of out of the series, but the depths of them, like I love Bucky now in the MCU so much. I always thought Winter Soldier was an interesting character, but he was always quite damaged. Sure. You know what I mean?
Went very, almost silent for a great
Yeah,
movies,
but,
yeah.
You know, seeing him interact, his list, like, and when he found out he picked up Steve's book and was finishing it off and kind of... you know, righting his wrongs and trying to live normal. Like, I liked that. It was kind of like, you know, negative Steve Rogers, like a guy trying to make it now, but not really doing great at it, where Steve was kind of naive and nice. It was like, this guy was like, I thought I liked that kind of parallel.
Yeah.
But it was very paint by numbers and it was like, oh, this actually could be a movie. Like, there is nothing about this that felt too episodic.
Sure.
That first episode, I mean, whereas WandaVision, I was like, what the fuck's going on? For me, if you told me that was the first third of a film, I would have been like, yeah. You know what I mean? If it was given to me blind and I were like, is this a movie or the first quarter of a movie or a self-contained show? I wouldn't have been able to answer, I think.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. I think both of them, like WandaVision, I think was at its best when it was really committing to
the first half of that series.
The stylistic choices of the eras of television that they were doing.
Yeah, and then it
got weaker the more outside influence I feel like there was. And those last few episodes,
well,
you know, when
also the hype around
herself,
it and people wanting to be like, oh, this is this character.
Yeah,
or
totally,
this is Doctor Strange is in the car. And you're just like, I think that didn't ruin it. And it didn't ruin it for me at all. But I think it ruined a lot of people's idea of that show. And
yeah,
then because
so
it was so clever at the start, I was expecting a finale that was as clever. And I think I remember you and I were saying how good it would be if they like the last episode was like a play on Marvel films, like the trope of Marvel films. And while it wasn't self-aware, it was just became a where I found the finale of Winter Soldier much better. Like the reveal of Cap, I thought was so good. That's like such a good Captain. Sorry, that's such a good Marvel moment, I think now. Like him flying and just being like saving all those people and being like a bad cunt and just like 20 minutes of like, oh, this is the new Captain America and his like moment on TV.
Mm-hmm. That montage of him running.
The montage. Well, that was the episode before.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that last episode, you know how the first time he's like, we reveal him, he's like blurry and in the distance. I love that. I like that we didn't get a like... putting on the uniform and walking.
Sure,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I like the reveal was him in public.
Smashing through the window.
And also the Julie Louis-Dreyfus reveal stuff was great. I thought that Falcon Winter Soldier, for me, I was more interested in its ending than I was at the end of WandaVision because they kind of did the whole reveal everything, which is such a big victim of like the last 10 years of television shows where the penultimate episode is where everything's revealed and then the last episode is like... just big, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Which is such a victim of like so many shows now, they'll solve the murder in the second last episode, and then the last episode is like tying up loose strings.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if a True Detective did that a lot, it would be like, oh, this is what happened, and then the last episode is like, and you end that high, and it's never as good in the last one.
Oh, that, whereas the end of True Detective season 3 was
amazing, and so was good. 1 was yeah. great, but it was just like they solved the murder
yeah.
in the second line, and it was like, yeah, I don't know, but the start of this I would rank definitely more towards the, well, not rank, it is more like the WandaVision episode where you're like, but unlike WandaVision,
about Loki now, you mean,
yeah, unlike yeah. WandaVision's episode, which felt so separate and so strange, this is like directly tied to what we know from the MCU, and is once again kind of like, we haven't seen it since Endgame, really playing with like the lore of the MCU, like what we know as historical facts, like we see them as movies, but it's I love seeing like the characters in these things talk about it as if it's history or mm-hmm. like something that's happened, which I found really cool, like hearing them say, oh, the Avengers and stuff like that, like this, just, oh, people are aware of these events.
Yeah, I think like, yeah, for me, like,
well, I thought it looked amazing, the music was amazing, and Tom Hiddleston is one of the better one of the best actors in the MCU, hands down, I think.
Oh yeah, for sure. And like, especially his character of Loki, I think, is one of the first characters in the MCU to be proper fleshed out.
Yeah.
Well, he's such villain. A good,
like, he'll always be the first villain in the first Avengers movie, which I still think is, beside, I mean, Thanos is an amazing villain, but I love that it was like personal. Like, I love that he was one of the only Avengers villains that's like a real personal thing. And it had, that was some of the, you know, the Thor, early Thor movies do get a lot of flack, but they really did good building for Loki, I think, to make him like a compelling character.
Well, I think that they, by the time the first Avengers movie happens, they totally know what makes Loki really
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
And I feel
he's
like
such a good character. They didn't,
I think Iron Man's the only one they get immediately.
Yeah. Like Thor was the one they took the longest.
Took so long to get.
They finally got Hawkeye when he started killing Japanese people. I thought, I was like, we're here now. We've arrived. Yeah. Black Widow, maybe in her movie, they'll know what to do with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has
Peter Parker they got from the get-go as well. But for the original Avengers.
Yeah, yeah.
For I found they got... Yeah. And I guess Spider-Man had the luxury of not needing an origin. It was just like, here he is. And he was like fully yeah. formed. Yeah.
Under Roos.
Yeah. Iron Man and Spider-Man, I think, have been the two best introductions to characters in the MCU. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but so anyway, my point of like the first episode of WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier is that like, yeah, I think like they both,
how do you rank them?
Well, yeah, I think I ended up like as Falcon and Winter Soldier try to do more ambitious things. Like I thought the first episode wasn't very ambitious. It was exactly what I was expecting from the series.
Yeah.
And then it started doing more ambitious things with Madripoor
yeah.
and bringing Shannon back.
Shannon
Carter.
Shannon Noel Carter.
But I think by the end of that series, the more ambitious stuff, that's where I actually didn't like it. I liked right. that when it stuck to its like just it just feeling like it, you know, I loved the Bucky stuff, I loved the Sam stuff and all of the other stuff, especially Sharon Carter.
I like Bucky trying to like fuck Sam's sister.
Hell, that was so sick.
That was the best hit.
Trying shit. To fixing that boat.
Cranking that boat while cranking his like little winter dick all over.
His dick is also metal.
Oh, yeah. That was also Wakandan technology. On the plane. They don't show you.
Yeah.
You know, he cut it off.
Actually, you know, if you go back, if you watch it, you can hear in the distance, oh, my dick.
It's his last thing as he hits falls the off ground. It. Yeah. Yeah.
He lands dick first.
They call him White Wolf because of the shit that comes out of that dick. No, he actually, when they were in Wakanda, he was like, oh, have you finished everything? They're like, yeah, your arm. And he's like, no, everything. And he's like, sure, get out of here, I want to speak to you, to your big brother. And he's like, dude, I've lost my dick. And he's like, I know. And he's like,
look in this box.
You know how guys like customize their gear sticks? He's like, I used to have a Predator gear stick. Do you reckon we could do that? Imagine this is a gear stick, but yeah. Can I get like a little wolf head? You know what I'm talking about, homie? And he's like, gotcha. And then he got a wolf and they're just like, white wolf. Yeah.
So yeah, they can disable that one too and make it fall off.
Yeah.
With a few well-placed punches.
Or you can like
punches.
Dress it up for occasions.
Yeah.
Christmas, you can like Wakandans. Turn it to an elf.
They got all the good technology.
They do.
But yeah, I
maybe
mean,
they like, don't, as we'll find out in the second one.
I think watching this Loki episode and like, I don't know, I'm obviously setting myself up for disappointment, but I thought this was, of those three series, easily the strongest first episode. That felt, yeah, so ingrained in what we've already had from the MCU so far. But also,
I mean, it opened with a scene from the first of, no, it opened with Endgame. With
Endgame,
the,
yeah, the Endgame. Like it, the ended, it opened with Endgame revisiting the first Avengers movie.
Which is already, I think, such a, like, you know, it was meta from its thing. It's like, of course, you know how Endgame did this and maybe you were confused? Strap your wolf dick back.
But yeah, it's crazy thinking that, like, oh yeah, this episode of a show which featured the main character looking at his entire life via these movies
because that
we've
this was 2011
seen.
Loki, which I thought was cool because at the start, by the end,
he's
of,
a dick.
Like,
he's a dick at the start.
He's like that annoying dick. Whereas in like
you will never get part.
Whereas in Ragnarok, he's like chill and like funny and taking photos of Thor and girls and this like coming up to him in the street. Remember? And he's that's like right. Ugh, begrudging. Like, and that's when we loved Loki. But it was
what does he call Black Widow in Avengers? Like. Shut up, you like withering quim or some shit like that. Like
whatever Joss Whedon
calls his
like,
wife.
called all of his called all of his survivors. Loki. Yeah, and I actually read Tom Hiddleston. I was reading an interview with him, and he's like, yeah, it was kind of. It was like it was very fun, but also weird to kind of devolve my character and go back to like 2011 me, like what Loki was then before he kind of became more. Because it, you know, it's so funny, and you and I said this during the episode. It is so funny how like. Thor the Dark World, the most maligned film in the series, besides maybe The Incredible Hulk, it's like such a big pivotal part for Endgame and this
as well.
But
yeah.
I think also one thing that we forget about that movie is it really did flesh out Loki more than...
Well, that's Loki's why I like that movie.
The second half of that movie with the Loki Thor team
I would never,
up,
that movie,
like,
that movie's not in my bottom five MCU movies because of how much I like Loki in it.
That like second half where him and Thor team up is like just... That's when you're like, oh, they get Thor now. Like, it should be a buddy movie.
Yeah, and then he betrays them, and then he betrays
then
his
he betrays
father.
The betrays.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
I think Loki's so good in that movie.
That's when I loved Loki. I was like, oh, I really like him. He's such a great, like, character.
Yeah. I remember, like, all the Loki stuff. Made me forget the villain in that movie sucks. And
yeah, the dark elf, Melkor, or whatever his name is.
Milk, yeah.
Milk.
Milk the dark elf.
Yeah, Milk the elf.
Malekith.
Malekith.
But yeah, I think Tom Hiddleston's work as Loki in that is so fun.
He rules. He's like one of the, which was, and you know, which is why his death in Infinity War, is it Moon right back?
Moon just wrote back to me.
Oh, what did he say? Sus?
He said, yeah, a small bathroom, Dorchester, in London. That's all he said so far. should I ask him how it smelled?
Just ask, was it sus?
Yeah.
Okay, no, sure. Ask him, did he smell it?
Did you smell? Did you smell that shit? So yeah, this Loki show, you were telling me about this guy, Michael Waldron, and he's the screenwriter who's basically...
So he's the showrunner for this series, I think. Yeah, it's created for television by Michael, what's his name? Michael Shannon, the guy that played Zod.
Michael Waldron.
Michael Shannon, yeah. The guy whose neck got smashed by Rick in Fortnite. When Rick was actually the sussest.
So he has got... he's only done one episode of Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Called
which is one more than you and I have done.
That's true.
Which is still a point of contention for me.
He hasn't... he worked as a writer's assistant on Community for a few episodes.
So, he's part of the Harmon, like...
Yeah, because he worked on a TV show called Harmon Quest.
Sure.
The web series that Dan Harmon did, animated one.
That's right.
Then he did a American comedy series called Good Game as
not
an executive producer.
Not to be mistaken for the ABC...
informative video game journalism show, Good Game. Did a Rick and Morty episode in 2019. So, which season is that? Season 2?
2019.
Fourth season, Jesus. So it's the second episode of the fourth season. Yeah, he wrote that. And it's adapting The Old Man and the Sea by Ernest Hemingway. That's it. Then he's on, he gets Loki. So it's pretty crazy that someone that's just done like animated work and a bit of like writing assistant stuff on Community, like obviously in Dan Harmon's seat. Maybe he's
doing
more.
Do you reckon
more?
The seat's warm?
Definitely warm.
Yeah.
But he's working on a new show for Stars Network called Heels. And then he's also...
Wait, Stars is in Disney Stars?
No, S-T-A-R-Z.
Oh, the US one.
Yeah, the US one.
Which is where Party Down started.
And then is it Vikings? Is that a Stars show?
I think Vikings is History Channel.
Damn.
Yeah, I only know that because my dad watches it. He's obsessed with Vikings.
Oh, this is fun. Heels is an upcoming American drama TV show about two brothers and rivals. One is a villain or a heel in the ring.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the
other yeah,
is a hero or a face. Play out scripted matches as they war that's over sick. Their late father's wrestling promotion, vying sounds for like national foreign attention in small town Georgia.
Sounds like Thor and Loki.
CM Punk is in it.
That's sick.
Stephen Amell.
Oh, when's that out? Or has that come out already?
It's coming out in August this
what's
year.
It called?
Heels.
That sounds sick.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's also a writer on Doctor
I just
Strange.
Remember Booker T saying the N-word. Sorry.
Booker T?
Like a wrestler.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know. That other, okay, right.
He's like, Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you. And then he says it.
Hulk Hogan, another person who also said the N-word.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think that's why Hulk said it. I think he got, much like John Mayer, he got that pass. Remember that article I sent you this week?
Dude, yeah, look up John Mayer
Playboy N-word
pass if you want to.
It's his big interview he gave in 2005 or something.
Yeah, when everything was coming up, Mayer.
Yeah.
And that guy could do no wrong.
Except this interview. And then he got canceled. He was one of the first canceled people.
Was he actually canceled?
Well, he apologized crying on stage the next night to his audience and band and basically disappeared for 5 years. I didn't realize this.
After that Playboy interview?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and he changed like his music and did everything.
Because I remember he was like big in the comedy scene.
Well, that was part of his rehabilitation, him hanging out with like Tim and Eric and stuff.
What?
Yeah, I went a deep dive on Mayer because I think Mayer... Much like the Golden Dead, not the Golden Dead, the Grateful Dead, which he plays in now.
Golden Dead. What? John Mayer plays in the Golden Dead? Grateful Dead? Golden Dead, you fucked me up now.
So there's Dead & Co, because Jerry Garcia died.
Yep.
And so it's like the remaining members touring, like most of the remaining members. But John Mayer's now where Jerry Garcia used to do. And it's okay. Like he tours with the Dead.
And that's
and he's
rehab.
Like a big dead guy and like big into
he's
like
a deadhead.
He's a deadhead. Himself, he's so. Like gotten bootleg crazy and apparently has like an insane collection of all their bootlegs. And I was like, that's weird because when I knew him, he was like, there was the only phases that three phases I knew of him was super horny guy. Remember he used to bang like
crazy
everyone?
Horny. Yeah.
Like kudos. Mad. Then the comedy stuff, he's in that sketch at the concert for Tim and Eric. I forget what the product is. It's like a Cinco product.
He did a bunch of Funny or Die skits.
Yeah,
well.
But yeah. There's one of the later seasons of Tim and Eric, he's like in the audience. It's like maybe the jacket that's hugging you or something. It's a product and he's wearing it and like responding is like not as John Mayer or maybe. But then, and then there was also like him being a nerd, like playing acoustic guitar, like your body is a wonderland. Mm. And I was like, those guys.
No, that's horny though.
Yeah, but him himself...
He tricked everyone into thinking he was a sensitive...
Yeah, it was red-pilling people.
Yeah, and then boned them.
Yeah, he was like, I'm not like other guys, like type of vibe. You're not like other girls.
Yeah, they can't say the N-word.
But it's like, they're all very similar people, but they're just very radical, like
fuck, we've got to give the quote out now. I'll find it.
Get the quote out, and I'll find Booker...
I don't find Booker T.
I'll play it to you soon.
So, what made you think about... John Mayer.
Because he was just releasing a new song. No, he's got a new album coming out. And I was like, has John Mayer really translated to Australia? Or is he one of those artists? This is what I was getting to, much like the Grateful Dead. Because, you know, like the Stones are like, and the Beatles, like they're beloved around the world. And America's never really had like a band. Mm-hmm. But they've always had like artists, like Bob Dylan or Bruce Springsteen or Elvis. They've never really had like a band that people like.
Okay.
A great band that people follow.
Like from the 60s, 70s.
Yeah, like thing, the Eagles don't count. You know what I mean? Like there's like the Beach Boys don't count. There's always feuding and they leave. And they've never had a great band, I think. And I don't know. This is paraphrasing the other podcast, but their theory was like America, unlike England, which is so small, like America has like such diverse sounds and states and stuff that there's no real band that encompasses America. Mm-hmm. Like a New York band is wildly different to a California band, which is... totally different to like a Memphis band. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the Grateful Dead just didn't really translate outside of America, I think. You know, they're not really a thing here. Like our parents don't know the songs. Or
sure, yeah.
You know, because part of that band was...
I've made several like dad rock mixes. I couldn't tell you a single Grateful Dead song.
No, I couldn't either. And a lot of that I think is because they were a touring band. You know, they're a band that...
So that they walked so like Dave Matthews Band and Fish
absolutely
could run kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Like actually, you know what? John Mayer replaced Trey from Fish, who was filling the Jerry Garcia spot.
Yeah,
I couldn't
right.
commit to it being a full-time job.
I love that you know your first name basis with a Fish guy.
Yeah. But I was doing my deep dive because it was, you know, 1 a.m.
Is what you do instead of sleeping.
Monday morning instead of sleeping. I was like, I better find out what John Mayer's deal is.
So this is the quote that you sent me. Someone asked me the other day, what does it feel like now to have a hood pass? And by the way, it's sort of a contradiction in terms, because if you really had a hood pass, you would call it a, and he says the N-word with the hard R, pass. Why are you pulling a punch and calling it a hood pass if you really have a hood pass? But I said, I can't really have a hood pass. I've never walked into a restaurant, asked for a table, and been told, we're full. Yeah.
And so after that, immediately brandished and not vibed and kind of retreated for a while. And
it was like pre-social media, really, too.
Yeah. People, it was a Playboy interview. Friendster. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
And now, is he? What's he do now?
Well, he's got a new album coming out, and everyone, I think it's called like...
Yeah, it's called N-word.
It's called Hood Pass.
Hood Pass, yeah.
But the explicit version is called something else. John Mayer. But yeah, I just ended up getting... You know when you like do a deep... You know something about someone. You know, like he's a guy who I know more about than I do his music.
Yeah, okay.
Like he's... I don't think his music's translated over here as much as it has in America. You know when you would watch like the Grammys and stuff as a kid or whatever, and you'd be like, oh, I know this band. I know this band. But there'd be one that's just like a wholly American thing. And you're like, it just hasn't cracked outside of that market. I'm trying to think of like an example. But I can't because they're bands that I don't know. You know, you'd watch and you're like, what the fuck's Imagine Dragons?
What about 21 Pilots?
This is what I mean. They're those things. And they're like huge following. Whereas, you know, like the Strokes or like White Stripes. I'm trying to think of like rock bands from the last like 15 years. Like they were big everywhere, like around the world. Like there was big hype, but there's sometimes artists that just like don't make it overseas. Like Australia is big at that. We have many bands here that like don't crack it overseas. Yeah, yeah. But then when you're watching like an international award show, no, a national award show that's internationally broadcast, and you'll know, like, I guess it's a reminder where like, oh, so much of American culture is like permeating everywhere. So
yeah,
maybe where you go like, oh, I know that band. I know that band. Then you'd be like, and Imagine Dragons. And you're like, who the fuck's that? And there's like their fourth album, blah, blah. And you're like, how's that missed? And it's just been like someone somewhere along the line at a record label has tried to market them outside. It hasn't really worked. And so they're just like, whatever, this is going to be like a local, you know, the dream is to go international, but we'll focus on local efforts.
I know who Imagine Dragons are because kids request them when I play, like school discos.
Yeah. Okay.
I got booked to play the album launch pop-up store for 21 Pilots' new album three weekends ago. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know their songs. That one that goes like, you read me out, believer. That's actually Imagine Dragons, Angus.
Oh, really?
Turns out I'd never heard.
What genre is that? Because it's not quite rock and it's not quite
party. Well, it's like, you know, party. It's pop rock or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
But they have a lot of like EDM inspired.
Yeah.
It's like
almost Hans Zimmer.
Yeah,
in a way.
It's like Hans Zimmer by way of
so
EDM.
I expected 21 Pilots to be like that too.
That's what I thought.
So I hadn't. I was like, yeah, I'll play this thing. It was like
I always think of Stone Temple Pilots too. Obviously,
love that band.
Yeah,
love.
If you love them so much, name three of the pilots in the band.
Oh fuck!
Exactly.
I can't.
If I was on that plane, it would have been a different.
What
story.
What was the song they did with Sarah Michelle Gellar in the film clip? What would you do? Sour Girl by Stone Temple Pilots. That's a good song.
Is that before Buffy?
No, pre. Post. Sorry, post. Post. Yeah.
So that was after Joss Whedon called her a quivering woman.
Quivering.
Quivering waif or so whatever.
Quintly Wivering Quim or something. I don't know what it is. Yeah.
You can tell when he was, say it again, another take, and he's just like coming in his pants. There's just this like stain around his chinos. And you know he wore like a light pair that day.
You know, so he didn't change his pants the entire he's filmed all his movies in the same
just
pair
crusted
of pants.
In like crusted pre-cum in cum and real cum.
That he only gets from hearing men.
And he's like, you
want to
know
women.
Why they call me White Wolf?
But yeah, so I took this gig playing this pop-up store for 21 Pilots, album launch, and
pop-up as much as, Joss Whedon yelling at a woman on set.
You'll find out because I had to be at this, like a gallery at 8:30 on a Saturday morning.
Where was it? Which gallery?
I was in Annandale, someone in that was
like
stores.
A fake gallery.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Or a studio. It's a studio space. Actually.
Oh,
studio
interesting.
Space. Yep. So the truth comes out.
Yeah. Interesting. The unreliable narrator much. Feel like I'm hanging out with Holden Caulfield.
Oh, sorry. It was 19 Pilots, not 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
You got me.
Hanging out with Holden Caulfield here, the catcher in the rye himself.
But I got there and they were like, oh, did you get the new album that we sent over? And I was like, yep, I got all those files. Thanks so much for sending them over.
In spatial audio.
So do you just want me to like space? They were WAVs. So it was pretty
good
quality.
That's lossless. That's kind of lossy.
No, Wavs is lossless.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
What's Flak? Lossless.
Flak is slightly smaller size than Wav.
Yeah. It's cooler to say too.
Yeah, yeah.
Flak. You're like, I got some
Flak. Return of the Flak.
Yeah. Flak tonight.
Flak Donalds. That's good.
Yeah.
Flak Nuggets. We've got some more BTS updates to come too. BTS meal updates.
Well, you got four little...
Angus rocked up tonight with Cajun sauce packets.
Anyway, check the use by date. There's actually some on the bottom. You want to use it before then.
Okay, sure.
I don't want to see what happens to you after.
So the person who booked me is like, I asked, you know, do you want to play these new 21 Pilots songs interspersed with other like just kind of like popular music throughout
Imagine
the day?
Imagine Dragons.
And she was like, No. I want you to only play songs from 21 Pilots' new album.
So wait, they could have done a playlist and just played on repeat. Okay,
so it's a pop-up store. So the first couple hours was a like competition winners only.
We've been hardcore fans, right?
Competition, and they came because 21 Pilots were doing this exclusive stream that you had to like pay to watch, and it was them doing like almost like film clips for all of their songs off the new album, and they streamed it. And so like a small group of people, like maybe 20 people, watched it in this like gallery room.
All right, so it wasn't on the internet.
You had to buy a ticket to it or something, like buy a pass or whatever, buy an N-word pass.
Pass. I was going to say John Mayer. I want to look at what these guys look like because I'm just very curious.
Well, I think one of their hair is pink.
That's sick. I had pink hair once. Perhaps I'm a
21. One song of theirs I knew is an older song that they got that plays at my gym sometimes. Goes like, oh, oh, oh.
So there's two
oh,
of them.
Oh, 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 I'm falling.
Which one's sus? I reckon that one.
The one with the earrings.
Yeah. It's not because of the earrings.
But they're like skater boys who just make like very, very easy to digest.
Both formed in 2009.
But anyway, so I was booked to play from 8:30 till 5:30.
Sure.
And besides when this stream was playing for like an hour and a bit, I had to just play this new album by 21 Pilots. And the album is like 36 minutes long. And so I had to DJ for like 7 hours only playing these songs. And having never heard a 21 Pilots song before.
Why didn't they just play a playlist on repeat?
No, because it was a store. So the people that were coming in were only in there for 15 minutes at a time. And they thought it'd be really cool to have someone DJing the 21 Pilots new album while wearing 21 Pilots exclusive merchandise. Do you want that, by the way? Do you want my exclusive 21 Pilots merchandise?
I'll get the OK Cantina stuff too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true. Yeah. I'll give those to you. I ended up listening to having never listened to one of their songs before. I then had to listen to their album like 14 times throughout the course of the day.
I still just don't get why they didn't get a playlist.
Because the presence of a DJ is
like,
what they wanted.
This is cool and special. So I don't know what they sound like, but I just did read this under their artistry tab on Wikipedia. It's about a song called Lane Boy. It is an alternative hip hop track infused with reggae. Which I'm like very excited about. The song is both musically and lyrically scorns at the notion of staying in one's lane. Is this like a Onion piece expressing an unorthodox hybrid of musical styles as well as a mission statement? Tyler Joseph performs frenetic rapping and double time in addition to singing at the chorus of a hyperactive.
There's some abysmal.
Here's a sample.
Yes, they definitely have very Christian rock vibes. Yep, I had to play this song a couple of times. Because after I played the album maybe like 8 times, they were like, oh, here's some older 21 Pilots songs.
Can you play
some of those as well?
So it says they both grew up in Christian households where they had to conceal their pop punk and hip hop albums from the center of their parents or find faith-friendly counterparts.
Wow.
Both still identify as Christians, albeit doubting ones. According to Dunn, I'd had albums like Green Day's Dookie under my bed.
Hell yeah,
brother. Find a Christian alternative like Reliant K and make me listen to that. However, the parents are eventually relaxed on rock music, even allowing Dunn to assemble a drum kit in their basement. I always like this when you go to a band, it's like musical style and it has 30 genres. There's like 30 hyperlinks.
Wow. Alternative hip hop, electro pop, indie pop, pop rock, rap rock, alternative rock, synth pop,
but
electronica.
How funny is after each of these, there's like brackets of citations. Like it's like
electronic rock, indie rock, hip hop, indie tronica, reggae, folk, psychedelic, new wave and funk.
And then the next line goes to say, because of their music contains a mix of many genres, the duo have been difficult to categorize. In response to criticism of their style as trying to be all things to everyone, Joseph responded, I'm not trying to be that. I'm just being what I want to be for myself. Sounds like they can't commit. doesn't it? I want to. So I'm very, very interested in this band now. I might do a Mayer-esque deep dive.
Okay, great.
Series Search and were 21 Pilots. Okay, so the album you did was Scaled and Icy.
Which, Scaled and Icy. So it has like a
that makes you think Imagine Dragons, right?
Yeah, it's a dragon on the front and it's called Scaled and Icy. I was like, oh, hell yeah, this is going to be like them doing like, it's also like stoner rock.
I was about to say, it's like a very King Gizzard, isn't it?
And like all their songs are like about, hey, you can't stop us from doing what we want to do. Like it's just like so nothing.
I
like,
love lyrical that.
Content. But Scaled and Icy, is a play on the words, scaled back and isolated.
Oh, okay.
Because of COVID.
That's very interesting, yeah, yeah. Isn't it?
Scaled and icy.
I like that. I like that you know that and like will forever know that.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's written on
did
my
did that come in like a press release when they sent it to you?
I know like four people told me throughout the day. They couldn't wait to tell me. People, do you know what scaled and icy means?
People that work there?
And like, dude, it was so like busy all day. There were hundreds of people lined up to get in, wow, to buy this exclusive merch.
That's amazing.
Which you could also buy online.
That people just wanted to go.
They wanted to go for this store.
Scaled and Icy. Their second most streamed song is from the Suicide Squad soundtrack. That's mad.
That's great. Speaking of pilots, D.B. Cooper plays a small part in the Loki episode that we just watched.
He wrote a note for the pilot.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. And it's revealed that Loki, in his past life, was D.B. Cooper.
Because that was in the trailer, remember?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh.
He's going to go back in time.
I thought there was going to be a whole episode. But totally. I did like that it was a bet between him and Thor. That's like very what we know of Thor and him now.
Yeah. So, I mean, the cast, obviously, you have Tom Hiddleston. You have Owen Wilson.
Agent Mobius.
Mobius, yep.
Is he a character in the comics?
I don't think so.
I mean, he's obviously Mephisto, but I mean.
Was a literal demon at one point in this.
But that's Loki, right? Isn't that what they're saying? He's the big bad?
Yeah, right.
Because of the horns?
Yeah, yeah. It's revealed.
What do you think? It's going to be an imposter.
It's revealed. It's a sus imposter.
Yeah, that's tying it back to Among Us.
Of course. Everything's full circle.
Who's that green? Who's that green guy? Why wasn't... We haven't even mentioned Alec Cumming and the fact that he could have been...
Alec Cumming.
Alec's coming.
Alan Cumming.
Alan Cumming. I'm coming. Joss Whedon's on set.
Yeah, yeah. He's wearing those pants.
Yeah. Shit, he's got the crusted brown chinos on.
I'm saying Agent Mobius, I don't think ever existed, but I could be wrong.
Works for the TVA.
Mobius and Mobius. Already a cartoon character, maybe.
Okay.
No, it's not. Sorry about it.
So they work with the TVA, the time...
Mobius and Mobius. Oh, sorry, here we go. A fictional character appearing in the Marvel Comics. He was originally in Fantastic Four, 353. There you go. Mobius M. Mobius. A beloved comic book character.
There we go.
Now portrayed by Owen Wilson, who doesn't say his catchphrase, wow.
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet, yeah.
Yeah. Surely I do love the week-by-week drip feed, because like, we don't know how many episodes there are going to be.
Six, isn't it?
Well, I mean, some of us don't know how many there are.
We were stoked to hear, because there's an animated segment of this where they kind of they explain the rules of the kind of multiverse,
which I think was popularized with Mr. DNA in Jurassic Park.
Yes,
it was
totally.
That's one of my favorite tropes in things when they're like, fuck, we've got to do an exposition dump to explain how like a kind of out there concept works. We'll do it via a cartoon. Works every time.
Yep. And so they it was a girl who sounded like Dolly Parton was Tara Strong.
Yeah.
The voice actor best known for like
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, from Powerpuff Girls.
Roads go back to
Teen Titans Go characters. Like she's Raven on that.
All roads lead back to Joker Baby.
That's true. She was a Rugrat, I'm pretty sure.
I think Bart Simpson is now Chucky.
Because
that girl died, the woman died.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Who was she on Rugrats? I think she was Lil.
No, she was Chucky.
It was in like Tara Strong. Oh. Anyone, any like high-pitched voice, that's pretty much Tara Strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here she is doing a
Tara Dolly Strong.
Dolly Parton kind of very subtle.
Oh, yeah. So Loki's sucked off from the end game, that scene, which will always like... How long was it after until the Loki series was announced? It wasn't that long after, was it?
It was in that crazy day where they just announced a ton of series.
It was like, that was in July, I remember. And Endgame was May. So it was like, even though we saw Loki die and Infinity War, the audience, I mean, you know, you saw him pick up the Tesseract, disappear. We were like, oh, well, he's going to be around.
Wait,
like,
do we know this TV series is coming?
No.
So it wasn't until after Endgame.
It was after Endgame. Okay, right. And then we were like, oh, that's sick. It was actually like, you know, set up in Endgame. I wonder now if the guy that made this had, I'm sure we'll find, you know, the interviews will start coming out now. I wonder if he was like, please have this scene in Endgame. Or,
yeah,
you
yeah.
can't kill Loki. Like, Loki's such a beloved character.
Totally.
And so now we have...
Not like Tony Stark.
Not like Tony Stark. Get the fucking rid of that big sus. Tech moron. But it's interesting because both this and WandaVision, we now have like an instance where there's new versions of characters who have died.
Well, yeah, Vision and Loki and both Loki. Died in Infinity War.
And now it's both kind of undone.
Yeah, yeah.
Though this is another time stream. I did like finding out about... I mean, this is the first official explanation of multiverses. I mean... Tilda Swinton's Chinese man kind of explained it to us in Endgame when she's
her
like,
beloved character, Chinese man.
When you remove like the stone, remember, this is kind of like goes more on that, how like there were many multiverses, it said, and then these Time Lords or whatever pushed it all into one. And so anytime someone strays from like the, you know, I guess infinite time
it's meant to be played out.
Yeah. So these guys, it's like they're like the Men in Black of the Marvel universe, I guess. They keep... everyone not being sus about the time cops.
So what I loved about this is that, like, yeah, all the time cop shit, like, was just so well...
It looked great.
What are they called? TVA.
TVA, Time TVA. Variation Agency or something like that. Yeah.
And
Time Variant something.
I loved how well realized their world was. Like, I loved all the tech. It's Dude, tech that we haven't seen in the movies before.
It was, like, it's retro like- but new. Like, it reminded me of... Have you played Control?
I've watched you play it.
Yeah, it reminded me of Control a bit, the video game, just kind of this like
50s looks like 50s,
but is now like uber modern with
almost
like
film noir
with strange organic like tech and stuff. And
I loved the
music too. I love the lining up
room where there's all the
squares on the ceiling, like the circles of light, just all the lines on the bottom. It was beautiful.
Yeah, and I loved like when that guy got like hit with the thing and like disappeared.
Yeah,
like, that was there's some. I think like TVA are like quite a threatening presence at the start, and so it is sick when Loki outsmarts them.
It takes Loki looking at the top drawer of like a thing, and we've learned that there are so many versions of the Infinity Stones. Because I love that, because it's like, oh, Thanos isn't the first person to collect them all. Like, there's been attempts of people cheating timelines,
and they're like, we use it as paperweight. Here. Yeah, exactly.
And that was the moment when Loki's like, oh, this agency is actually. That's all they needed to do to win him over is be like, your Infinity Stones mean nothing here.
Yeah, I thought like this...
Which is funny because it's like we've seen 21 movies where... 21 pilots and 21 movies or whatever, 23 movies where like the Infinity Stones are like the most important time-altering thing.
Yeah.
And then you've got these pencil pushers in like business casual being like, oh, they're paperweights.
I thought like visually this is easily the best looking of all of the Marvel TV stuff so far. Like,
it looks like a film, but also like... I was thinking that, but I was like, no, WandaVision looked, first episode was just like the commitment to the bit.
Of course. Yeah, yeah, for
this,
sure.
This was so stylized.
On a cinematography level.
Though, no, this looked beautiful. This amazing, the score too, I thought was like amazing.
The scene where he enters the world at the start, like I haven't seen an effect like that where you see like the rift kind of open and he's already coming out of it. It was a cool looking effect. And then all the shots from within the TV.
I immediately want to watch. I'll probably watch it again tomorrow. I thought it was like such a strong pilot.
Yeah, it was a very good pilot.
I'd say 21.
Yeah, I'd watch it 21 times. I'd watch it 21 times, definitely.
No, I'm with you. It was the best looking. I think, Tom Hiddleston as Loki is just like a delight to watch once again. You know, he was used sparingly in the MCU, but he was usually the scene stealer.
Yeah, definitely. And the score was really good in this as well. I thought the music and the just like, I don't know, it's just things that I don't normally expect from MCU related stuff. Like,
it's probably one of the best looking MCU score, things. It's like one of the visual.
And it feels, even though it references everything that's come before it, it feels so very much like its own thing.
But
it
also feels like we have no, like it can do anything now. It's like the fact we've now learned that like Infinity Stones are useless here. Like these guys are the dick swingers. Like, you know, we're going to see versions of different scenes and stuff like that. I think it's gonna be really fun. It could be like, because immediately when I saw these time cops, I was like, oh, okay, then where were they during Endgame? Like, your brain goes there,
well,
straight
that's
away
unimportant to them.
And then it's just straight away said, no, that was supposed to happen. I'm like, cool, that's all I needed to know.
Yeah, totally.
Like, they always had to win.
I love that this episode was just about Loki accepting the new status quo. He's never going to be returned to his time stream.
Yep.
Like, at this point anyway.
And also I like that he went from, and this was great, he went from the Loki that was a jerk, and then he saw his life get played out before his eyes, literally. And then by the end of the episode, he's like maybe a new Loki or closer to the Loki in Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Where he's like, okay, I'm an anti-hero now. I'm not so much a bad guy. I'm someone who's this. And I like that he accepted that. And they're like, you can't go back, but I need you. But did he say, yeah, the big bad was him? He's like, we need you to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I was kind of like, oh, that's like not
it's
as
not gonna
exciting.
Be. It can't be him, surely.
It could be a version of him. Like, there have been different versions of Loki throughout comics over the years. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I know the internet's going gaga because it said in his rap sheet, as we saw tonight, that his gender was fluid.
Yes. And there's been female Lokis in the past.
But also, I mean, he's like a morph. I mean, he's any gender.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
He's that spectrum, baby. He's Joss Whedon's pants on that spectrum, if you catch my drift. There, Joss Whedon's pants on that. I thought it was sick.
Yeah, we thought it was really sick. And I think
the pacing was great. I loved, I was like, there's nothing worse than it's so easy to do. When you watch a time travel thing, and we've seen it in like, you know, Bill and Ted and stuff, the trope of someone going back to an ancient civilization and being like, I am there. And I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. They're going to open with that. And then immediately changes your perspective, like your perception by having he's arrested instantly.
Rendered powerless.
Within like 2 seconds. Exactly. And I was like, that is sick. I thought that was a great way to start. And then, it is like the best parts of Rick and Morty where it's like, here is an insane concept, but you're with it.
And Loki's a pickle now.
That's going to be the next episode. They're like...
Pickle Loki.
They're like, Thor, you lost a bet with Thor and had to be a pickle.
So we really liked that first episode. And in the next episode of Hey Fam, which we're about to record in just a moment,
we do too, don't
we? We are going to talk about what we think will happen in the rest of this series.
Yeah.
What will the next episode be about? Hey. Who is Richard E. Grant going to be playing in this series?
Oh, is he in it?
Yeah.
Oh, that rules.
So if you want to hear us talk about Loki some more, plus talk about a whole bunch of other stuff, including the BTS meal.
Some BTS life hacks that you and I have done.
Yeah, I mean, we've been really fooling around with this Cajun sauce.
My fridge is full of it.
Of course, we'll be talking about E3 is just around the corner. So making some E3 predictions before we spend majority of our weekend playing Ratchet and Clank while...
Well, you're very busy, aren't you?
I'm lying through my teeth. I'm going to play about 20 minutes of this game that I've looked forward to all year.
Yeah.
I don't know when the fuck I'm going to play this game. My next week is looking brutal.
At least you're making money.
That's true. Thank you so much. And one of the ways I make money is by you going to patreon.com/heyfam. $5 a month is how you get access to PayFam, which is a full-length episode of HeyFam that we record immediately after recording the one you just listened to. So you get 2 hours of HeyFam every single week.
It's crazy,
all you need to
isn't it?
Do is go to patreon.com/heyfam. $5 a month, you get all those episodes. There's hundreds of them in the bank. Hundreds and hundreds of hours of HeyFam could be yours, plus access to our very cool Discord community, which currently includes a Loki spoiler chat.
Yeah, you can, I hear it's actually the only official Loki spoiler chat on the internet.
That's right.
So
it's not called Loki spoilers, it's called Mephisto spoilers.
Yeah, it's very funny. That's actually a reference to the character Mobius being played by John Krasinski, who is... that's the thing that ruined WandaVision when they're like... Literally, someone's like, oh, we're going to have a scientist come and inspect this insane abnormally. Which, you should get a scientist there. Everyone's like, there's only one scientist that they could be talking about.
It's like, I have a special friend. He's a man. Everyone's like, oh, it's Wolverine.
It's definitely
It's got to be Wolverine.
He's going to slash through that
shit. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you know, but Wolverine in the past, in the comics, has been a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not Jet. But there is a lady Wolverine now, isn't there?
It's X-23.
But isn't it like she's called Wolverine now?
They're both called Wolverine now, yeah.
There's a lot of that going on, isn't it? Let's talk about that in a minute.
Cool. All right, so come and join us over at patreon.com/heyfam so you can listen to PayFam. We're going to talk about Loki, E3, the Playdate video that came out today. So keen for that shit. So, see you very soon. Enjoy your morning. Adios. Bye. Hey! Bam! Bam! Bam!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince.
I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.